My guest at this time is Mark Morano. He is the executive editor and chief correspondent at ClimateDepot.com. He is also the man behind the brand new movie, Climate Hustle, which can be seen in theaters this coming Monday, May 2nd, but it's a one-day-only event, and you can get your tickets at ClimateHustle.com. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with the premise of the film. Obviously, the work you do at ClimateDepot.com is generally working to confront the conventional wisdom when it comes to the issue of climate change presented by the president and many others, certainly. Where are you focusing your attention in this film?
This is a film aimed for the general public, and what we're trying to do is tell them, reinforce what I think and they know in their gut, that what they've seen in every night in the nightly news, all the propaganda, all the stuff coming from academia, coming from Hollywood, coming from the United Nations, coming from Al Gore, it's just they're being hustled, both scientifically and politically. And that's an important distinction there, too, because the science, they've juiced the science. And we go through, and we have former United Nations scientists, current United Nations scientists who've turned against the UN. They talk about it being how it's a campaign cause, how they just, it's like running any kind of thing. They try to stay on message. So they discard data that doesn't support them. They suppress scientists. They threaten journal editors. And mostly they intimidate scientists who don't go along. And these scientists detail all the intimidation that they've had to deal with. But we go through and in a nutshell basically explain that there are hundreds of factors influencing our climate. Carbon dioxide is but one of the factors. And the idea that we can tweak on the margins carbon dioxide and come up with some predictable climate or some kind of impact on the climate, as one scientist says in the film, it's scientific nonsense. And that is the gist. We also tried to make this humorous. We have so much packed media clips and entertainment clips, and it's humorous. We go through the tipping points. We show people how the United Nations in the 1980s was predicting a 10-year tipping point where we must act in order to fight global warming. We have Prince Charles. We have Al Gore. We have a whole host of other people making ridiculous tipping points that have come and gone, but yet they just draw a line and scratch out the old date and enter a new date. And then we also get into the absurdity of global warming allegedly causing prostitution, barroom brawls, and more snow, less snow, whatever the weather they can claim they predicted it, because they predict the opposite thing. So there is so much in this, and it's very simply laid out so people can just sit back and enjoy. It's a popcorn-munching film, I promise. It's entertainment and humor.
So you're not just suggesting that these scientists are wildly exaggerating the impact of CO2 and whatever other factors they contend are contributing to the altering of the climate. It sounds like you're making the assessment that this is essentially scientific fraud.
I'm careful with that word because I don't want to get people trying to do lawsuits and other stuff. But essentially, the way the United Nations has presented it, they are not. This is a dishonest approach to science, and it's a campaign. We actually have the UN on record as saying that they want to redistribute wealth by climate policy. We have the EU climate commissioner saying that even if they're wrong on the science, they're doing the right thing by policy. So they don't even care about the science. They're admitting the science is irrelevant, that they're using a climate scare in order to achieve their agenda. And that's the heart of this. We have the UN climate chief actually said that we seek a centralized transformation that'll make life on planet Earth very different. That tells you all you need to know. They're seeking, in the film, Al Gore talks about global governance is needed to help fight global warming. And that means empowering United Nations bureaucrats, which we've already done. I mean, John Kerry brought his granddaughter to the UN last week and signed the United States on to the new UN climate treaty.
We're talking with Mark Morano. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. The movie is Climate Hustle. One of the questions I know that folks will have, I don't know if you address it in the film, Mark, but the question that often comes up is, well, if this really isn't happening, how are so many scientists, even if the number isn't as high as President Obama and others claim in terms of percentage of scientists who believe this is an urgent challenge and a very real thing, how did so many people get convinced that it is?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Actually, many of these scientists who are part of the alleged consensus, they never actually looked at whether carbon dioxide was the control knob of climate driving a climate catastrophe. And what I mean by that is the United Nations and others, we have a scientist in there, a former UN scientist, who admits that maybe something in the order of 20% of UN scientists, in quotes, actually studied climate. So what you get are a lot of anthropologists, sociologists, economists, and what you get are a lot of modelers. And what I mean by that is if you're a biologist studying butterflies, and no one's paying attention to your work. If you say, hey, I'm going to do a study on what global warming could, might, may do 50 to 100 years from now if the temperature were to go up in if it were to go up 5 degrees, 10 degrees, and 3 degrees, and you do a speculative study, and suddenly your extreme scenario, your 10-degree scenario, shows the butterflies being harmed, then suddenly a university does a press release, butterflies doomed because of global warming. Suddenly your university's getting money for further studying. Your scientist is being invited to seminars. The UN's recruiting him. He's now getting grants and bigger staff. But he's now faded as a climate expert. The problem is he never actually looked at whether carbon dioxide is controlling climate. All he did was a speculative study. So with all that money, with all that ideology, with all that campaign momentum to get everyone in global warming, that's how you sweep up all these scientists. So this butterfly scientist, this mythical butterfly scientist, has done nothing wrong. He didn't do bad science. He didn't commit scientific fraud. He just did a speculative modeling study, but suddenly this guy now is at the heart of the consensus, and he's one of the many scientists used to say, all scientists agree, and all he did was a speculative study of what could, might, may happen to butterflies if, in fact, temperatures went up, a different temperature projection. That's how it's done, and it's all based on the money behind it. But beyond the money, it's hardcore ideology, and what I mean by that is the true activists at this, the people like the UN scientist Michael Oppenheimer, he's gotten $250,000 from Barbara Streisand. He used to work at the Environmental Defense Fund. He's a UN lead scientist. He's an environmental ideological activist first, and then he does his science. So he's just a campaign, kind of like a Greenpeace activist posing as he is a scientist, but that's his background, and that's how he does it. Same thing with NASA. James Hansen was a lead scientist at NASA. He was in charge of all the global warming, in charge of our record books on global warming, the temperature data. He was arrested at least half a dozen times protesting global warming. He endorsed a book calling for ridding the world of industrial civilization. That's beyond money. This is an ideological motivation by these activists. And the head of the UN climate panel admitted that global warming was his religion. Those were his words.
And as we exit here, Mark, as I mentioned at the top, it's a one-day event in theaters, Monday, May 2nd. It's called Climate Hustle. What do folks need to do in order to be able to see it in the theater?
You got to go to climatehustle.com, and we have the theater guide. You can look up, find the theater nearest you, and you can even buy your tickets online in advance if you want, or you can buy them at the box office.
Mark, thanks very much for being with us today. Good luck with the film.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mark Morano is executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. The movie in theaters Monday, May 2nd only, Climate Hustle. And you can get your tickets at ClimateHustle.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.